The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Christina, welcome back. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I am fine. Let me ask you, have you ever submitted a lowball offer or been lowballed on an offer?
Yeah, I guess you could say I submitted a low price offer once. It wasn't accepted, at least, but also the person's house didn't actually sell. And ironically, a few years later, the seller relisted it at the price we offered.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. What about you?
Yeah, probably considered a lowball offer once. It wasn't in a market that was as competitive as a lot of markets are right now. And it got us, we eventually compromised, but on a much lower price than they had listed it for.
Oh, so actually it really did work out well for you.
It did work out well. It's hard, though, not to take a lowball offer personally. You don't want to insult somebody, especially if you really love the home.
It's so true. And you might have spent decades in your home or put a lot of work into it, and when the buyer offers that low price, it's gut-wrenching.
Okay, so first off, let's try and define this if we can. What is a lowball offer? What's considered a lowball offer?
Sure. So it varies by market, but in general, an offer that's 20 to 25% below your asking price is lowball. Of course, the price range of the home makes a difference, too. So if you offered $80,000 on a $100,000 home, that would more likely to be dismissed than a $1.6 million offer on a $2 million home. So it's kind of relative.
Got it. And if I get a genuine lowball offer, what should I do?
Well, Gil, first remain calm and remind yourself.
Not easy. It angers people.
I know. And yeah. Remind yourself it's a good thing that you got an offer, because it means someone is interested in buying your house. And it's easy to get upset and take it personally, and you might want to even cut off communication. But some buyers make a low offer because they think that's customary, or because they're afraid they'll overpay, or maybe they just want to test your limits. So don't let it hurt your feelings. Instead, maybe counter the offer like you did.
Okay, but won't I look desperate to the buyer if I even entertain a lowball offer?
I wouldn't worry about how your willingness to work with the buyer is perceived, because at the end of the day, the goal is to sell your house and sell it for the right price, whether or not whatever that might be. So it's best to open the paths of negotiation, and maybe you or that buyer will end up closer to the selling price than you wanted. And there are other factors in the selling price that a buyer could use to sweeten the deal. Maybe you need to sell quickly because you're buying another home, or maybe an all-cash deal would make your life a lot easier. So if the buyer can provide you with something you need more than your original listing price, then maybe the offer won't seem so low after all.
Okay, so what are some of the things they can do?
Well, the buyer could meet your preferred closing date, provide a solid mortgage approval letter rather than just a pre-qualification letter. They could make fewer inspection contingencies or include items in the sale that you want from the house.
Okay, anything else to consider here?
Well, if you keep getting lowball offers, maybe it's time to ask yourself, is my price too high? Before you set a price, your agent will provide you with comps, which are the examples of for sale listings of similar properties in the area, and the agent will provide a pricing recommendation. And your best bet is to work with the agent and probably select pricing that reflects the comps. If you do decide to test a higher price, you're ultimately might have to tweak your price to invite more reasonable offers, which is just going to delay the sale. And that's why an agent will tell you, it's really important to come out of the gate with the right price. By the way, sometimes a buyer will include his own comps along with a lowball offer. And so that's when you and your agent can review them and see if they really represent similar homes to the one you're selling. And if they do, that's something to consider. And if they don't, you might want to include your own list of comps along with your counteroffer to justify your price.
Lots of good tips to consider, and what matters most is the end result, not that initial offer. So,
right.
Yes, it's emotional, right, but this is a business deal at the end of the day, and you're going to have your realtor by your side to help you on either end of this. Christina, thank you. For more tips on selling, visit houselogic.com/radio and follow House Logic on Facebook at facebook.com/houselogic. Christina, talk to you next week.
Thank you.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.